previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It's not just the poor, but South Africa's middle class is also taking strain. The latest FNB BER research shows that consumer sentiment in the third quarter has fallen to minus 13 index points from minus 10 in the second quarter. The decline, according to Business Day, was led by middle-income households. These are folk earning between 5,000 and 20,000 rand a month. Their confidence level has dropped from minus 7 to minus 16. The core problems, rising food prices, poor job prospects, and the fading boost from one-off pension withdrawals. In contrast, confidence among low-income households improved due to above-inflation social grant increases, while high-income households held steady thanks to lower debt costs, stronger equity markets, and a firm rand. Taiwan has suspended the chip export controls it imposed on South Africa 3 days ago. Its economic ministry says the decision follows discussions with its foreign ministry. The block on semiconductor exports to South Africa followed Pretoria's decision to force Taiwan to move its diplomatic mission from Pretoria to Johannesburg. South Africa has also agreed to more talks with Taiwan over the issue. Bloomberg comments that the reversal of the decision indicates Taipei is uncomfortable using its key tech export as a weapon in diplomatic disputes. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to court we go again. The National Employers Association of South Africa and SACALIGA have approached both the Supreme Court of Appeal and the Constitutional Court in order to appeal a Gauteng High Court decision dismissing their bid to interdict government's new employment equity regulations. These are the rules which require businesses with 50 or more employees to enforce sectoral equity targets as determined by the Minister of Employment and Labour, and failure to comply could result in heavy fines. NIASA and SACALIGA say the High Court made numerous errors in law, including its failure to recognise the constitutional relevance of the matter. On the markets, the JSE last evening came off Tuesday's record highs with both the All Share Index and Top 40 down 0.8%. In London, the FTSE down 0.4%, while in New York, the Dow, the S&P 500, the Nasdaq, all down 0.5% or just under. Tokyo this morning down 0.5%, Hong Kong down 0.8%, Sydney is flat. The US dollar at 1.17 to the euro, the rand at 17.44 to the dollar, 20.36 to the euro, 23.29 to sterling. Gold at 3,743, platinum 15.47, Bitcoin just over 109,400, and Brent crude oil $69.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.